This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now. Should tens of thousands of our friends and neighbors in Wisconsin lose their health insurance so billionaires like Elon Musk can get a tax cut? Let Senator Johnson know what your values are and how he should vote on this bill. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
South to southwest winds are just up to about 2 miles per hour right now. Barometer at 30.37 and no precipitation today. Following a low of 39, it is 40 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another set of tariffs delayed, this time for the EU. President Trump saying this after talking with the European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
July 9th would be the date. That was the date she requested. Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th? And I agreed to do that, and that she said we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out.
Russia launching its largest offensive since the invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago. Nearly 400 ballistic missiles and drones, leaving at least 18 people dead, including three children from the same family. President Trump writing on social media, quote, Putin has gone absolutely crazy. President Trump will mark Memorial Day by visiting Arlington National Cemetery and will lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Israeli airstrikes killing nearly 50 people in the Gaza Strip over the weekend, including 36 who were inside a school turned shelter. Israel says that location was being used as a base for militant operations. This is ABC News. One of the men in President Trump's crosshairs over economic policy gave the commencement address to a top Ivy League university over the weekend.
The Federal Reserve Chairman graduated Princeton University 50 years ago. This year, Jerome Powell gave the commencement.
Look around you. And I urge you to take none of this for granted. When you look back in 50 years, you will want to know that you've done whatever it takes to preserve and strengthen our democracy and bring us ever closer to the founders' timeless ideals.
His conclusion, at the end of the day, integrity is all we have. Guard it carefully. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
AAA says millions will be on the road this Memorial Day, the worst time to travel, when most people will be out there between 4 and 7 today. Disney's live-action remake of Lilo and Stitch winning at the box office over the weekend, taking in $145 million. Disney is the parent company of ABC. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Have you noticed that some of the food we eat is not like it used to be? At Whitaker's Market, we have made a conscious decision to keep a good selection of cleaner, healthier food options on our shelves. Our bulk food department has a good selection of organics. Our refrigerators have a constantly revolving selection of organic and non-dairy products. And we have an entire grocery aisle devoted to healthier choices. And better still, most of these items are priced 25 to 65% below retail. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Caleb Durbin and Bryce Terang hit back-to-back doubles in the eighth inning to help the Brewers top the Pirates 6-5. Durbin sent a sweeper from Ryan Baraki to the track in left field, driving in two and tying it at five. Terang brought him in with a ball down the left field line. The Brewers get ready for the Red Sox as Major League Baseball continues on this holiday, and Milwaukee will be hosting the Red Sox with a 1:10 first pitch time later today. Elsewhere in the National League, San Francisco 3-2 over Washington. The Cubs beat Cincinnati 11-8. St. Louis 4, Arizona 3. San Diego 5, Atlanta 3. The Mets 3-1 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Detroit 5, Cleveland nothing. Baltimore 5-1 over Boston. Tampa Bay 13, Toronto nothing. Kansas City 2, Minnesota 1. Texas 5, the White Sox 4. Houston 5-3 over Seattle. Interleague play, the Yankees 5, Colorado 4, the Athletics 5, Philadelphia 4, Miami 3-0 over the Angels. From the NBA playoffs, Karl-Anthony Towns scored 20 of his 24 in the fourth quarter as the Knicks rallied from 20 points down to beat the Indiana Pacers 106-100 in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Edmonton beat Dallas by a score of 6-1. And that is an update on Monday Morning Sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Senior Life Solutions, located in the lower level of the Richland Hospital and Clinics, has an effective mental health support program for people 65 and older. There's no doctor referral necessary. Simply call Senior Life Solutions at 608-647-6321, extension 2040. That's 608-647-6321, extension 2040.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure. A high in the low 70s today, mostly sunny at times. It looks like a nice day all the way around. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of late night showers and a low of 50, a 50% chance of showers on Tuesday and a high of 66, a 60% chance of showers on Tuesday night. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm following a midnight reading of 47 and a low of 39. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 40 degrees.
They used to call me Lightning. I was always quick to strike. Had everything I own in saddles on my back. I had a reputation for never staying very long, just like a wild and restless drifter, like a cowboy in a song. Dark-haired beauty where they lay the whiskey down in southern Arizona in a little border town. She had to dance for money in that dusty old saloon. I dropped a dollar in a jukebox, played that girl a tune, yeah. Never see it coming, it just hits you by surprise. It's that cold place in your soul, that fire in her eye that makes you come together. And the bullets in the gun, yeah. She's sitting on my lap. We still had shots to kill when a man pulled up who owned the bar in a Cadillac DeVille. Grabbed her by her raven hair and threw her in the floor. Said no free rides for the cowboys, that ain't what I pay you for, no. She jumped up and grabbed my pistol, stuck it in the fat man's back. Said open up the safe, put your money in a sack. Tied his hands behind him and put a blindfold on his eyes. If you're dumb enough to chase this man, you dumb enough to die. Never see it coming, it just hits you by surprise. It's that cold place in your soul, that fire in her eyes, that makes you come together like wild horses when they run. Now the cards are on the table and the bullets in the gun, yeah. We rode across the border, down in New Mexico. When you're running from the law, ain't that where everybody goes? We came to a town with a name I couldn't spell. She gave me what I came for in that Mexican motel. Sound of running feet. There were 50 federales locked and loaded in the street. She grabbed my 44, I grabbed the money in the sack. She kissed me for the last time and we hit it out the back. sound was on us and every heartbeat pounded. And there's only one thing left to do when they got you all surrounded. She fired that old pistol, but we didn't stand a prayer. The money hit the gravel, bullets filled the air. I never see it coming, just hit you by surprise. It's that cold place in your soul, that fire in her eyes. It makes you come together like wild horses when they run. Now the cards are on the table and bullets in the gun.
Tommy Keith on WRCO Country and Community on a Monday, Memorial Day. If you have the day off, well, we salute you. If you don't, well, you know, you got to get out and get those chores done. The old radio announcer, just kind of like milking cows, too. Somebody's got to do it, right? You got to get it done. And getting ready for the day in Southwest Wisconsin with a few high school games going on this week. Wrapping up the regular season, getting into the postseason. And it doesn't look like the weather is going to be really in favor of some of those outdoor events. But we have had a great weekend, haven't we? Just really beautiful. Took that into account yesterday as we took a little drive, went to a graduation party for my great nephew. When you, as you get older, things become great, right? And yeah, I had to believe that. But nonetheless, well, we had a chance to take a little drive in beautiful weather. And sometimes you drive by things around here and you kind of take them for granted, unfortunately. And we should not do that because we live in a beautiful area. And whenever we have a beautiful day like we have yesterday and hopefully today, it's certainly something to savor. Coming up here at WRCO Radio, some great tunes along the way. A little bit later on, Chet's Chuckle and more regular features. This is Noah Curtis.
Four red lights, a couple stop signs, something we be blowing by. Yeah, we always down to ride. Blonde hair, green eyes. Yeah, this life, if I ever left it, something I'd be missing. Sipping on some tea and it's a little bit twisted. The girls like to dance and they really like kissing. Two-stepping down at the bar, that's how we living. And big wheels so we never get stuck. But if we do, we still winning. Yeah, we spin the block now, even got a top down. Lil' mama go up now, all night. People going on ice, saying only Friday night. Football lights and bonfires. Go a couple friends so the party never ends. Whiskey and tequila cause we about to get it in. Yeah, we spin a block now, even got a top down. Lil' mama go up now. And this one for my people in them small towns. Me a beer right now. It's still sober, but we don't know how. Yeah, we spin the block now. Even got a top down. Lil' mama go up now. All night, people going on ice. Laying only Friday night. Football lights and bonfires. Yeah, cause we're a couple friends, so the party never ends. Whiskey and tequila, cause we about to get it in. Yeah, we spin the block now. Even got a top down. Lil' mama go up now. And this one for my people in them small towns.
Just one man. understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand.
Tammy Wynette with a classic there, Stand By Your Man. 6:17 the time, 40 degrees. We're up one from the overnight low here at WRCO Studios. The birds are up. They're working hard. They're getting ready for, I don't know, maybe almost second crop now of little birdies. I don't know. I noticed that our robins were gone from the nests. So I presume that they've gone out and now they're working on another crop. I don't know. We'll have to see. But they're certainly working and chirping this morning. On Memorial Day 2025, the parade will get underway at 10 o'clock in Richland Center later this morning. So if you're not a part of the parade, hopefully you can get out and support and line the streets. The parade steps off at 10 o'clock at Park and 3rd, proceeds down Church Street to the Richland Center Cemetery with a route of about 7 blocks. And the Memorial Day ceremony will take place at the Richland Center Cemetery starting today at 10:45.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines now through June 2nd.
Saving bucks is easy. You just have to get in the seat.
Conditions apply.
Visit Slama Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston, or Reedsburg today. Or you can find them online at slamaequipment.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
621, we're at 40 degrees in Richland Center. Here is Skip Ewing.
Watch the world roll by. Don't need to know where we're going. Don't need to know why. Hell with the white lines. Don't read the stop signs. Just need a pit stop every now and then along the roadside. I'm a rider, I'm a rover, I'm a different breed. Backseat driver with a pedigree. Life looks better from a passenger seat. Pick up the keys, let's go, I'm a road dog. I'm a road dog. I'm mud on the back seats, hair on your good clothes, dog breath and paw prints, wet nose smudges on the windows. Love me a truck stop, love me a hotel, love me a drive-through finger-licking chicken if it goes well. If I know we're leaving, I'm the first in line. Brand new journey for me every time. Don't want company, I'll change your mind. Pack up the treats, let's roll, I'm a road dog. We'll be right back.
7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? Trees, why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? Squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. A backseat driver." It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Kane Brown and Backseat Driver on Country and Community, WRCO. Just ahead of a quick news update for you, next on a Monday morning.
This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now. The Republicans' budget bill is on the verge of becoming law. This bill contains the largest cuts in Medicaid in U.S. history. The folks who are going to lose health care coverage in this bill are not the ones wasting it or committing fraud or abusing it. It will be your neighbors, your friends, your family, maybe even you. The effects on the rural America will be the closing of rural hospitals, nursing homes, and elder care facilities. This is all being done so mammoth tax cuts can be given to millionaires and billionaires. Ask yourself if this is what you voted for last November. Representative Van Orden has already voted for this bill. So in Wisconsin, the decision is now in Senator Ron Johnson's hands. Contact him and let him know that Wisconsinites protect and stand up for one another. Ask him if he really thinks this bill is good for Wisconsin. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
To those who stood for us and gave all they had, we stand for you today. We remember. We honor. This Memorial Day tribute is brought to you by American Legion Post 13 and Meister Log & Lumber.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
Richland Center.
Six 30 News Time is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, or full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. The Memorial Day forecast, a high of 71 today, sunshine this morning, while the afternoon will be partly cloudy, a nice day overall. Tonight, a 20% chance of a brief shower or sprinkles late, and a low of 50. We're up 2 from the overnight low. It's currently 41 degrees.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs. 647-0149 today.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at news. Members of the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 will host a Memorial Day program today as they remember veterans who are no longer with us. The day will begin with parade stepping off at 10 here in Richland Center. The parade will begin at the Richland Hospital parking lot at 3rd and Park Street and go down to Church Street. It will circle around and end at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Memorial Day program will begin around 10:30 following the parade at the Richland Center Cemetery. Following the program at the cemetery, the Women's Relief Corps water service will be held at American Legion Post 13. All are welcome to attend. Other Memorial Day events in the area today include the American Legion Post 383 and Legion Auxiliary of Lone Rock hosting two events. The first will be at Battery Park in Lone Rock starting at 10. The second will be at St. Malachi Church Cemetery at 11. Blue River will be holding Community Memorial Day program today at 10:30 at the Blue River Community Building. Lawmakers at the Capitol hear testimony on a bill to provide veterans benefits for those who served in Laos in support of the U.S. during the Vietnam War. Department of Veteran Affairs Assistant Deputy Secretary Joey Hoy says the bill would make it so the department could more readily and easily work with this group of veterans who served alongside U.S. forces. Many Hmong Laos soldiers and their families were forced to flee their homes after the Vietnam War and resettle throughout the United States, including in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is home to the third largest Hmong population in the United States. A Portage County man accused of shooting his brother during an argument pleads not guilty to attempted homicide. Justin Wotalowicz entered the plea for that count and several others, including aggravated battery, recklessly endangering safety, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Investigators say he shot Ryan Wotalowicz in the leg, causing serious injuries. The 42-year-old was arrested at the scene and has been held on a $1 million bond and will face a week-long trial in mid-August. There's been no update on Ryan's condition since the March incident. At the time, doctors said his leg would require amputation. At the Capitol, legislation known as Braden's Law has passed the Assembly Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. Representative Brent Jacobson of Mosinee says it keeps state law current with dangers teens face online amid a rise in sextortion, soliciting intimate images from victims, and threatening to release them if they don't pay up. The bill, named after a Wisconsin teen who took his own life after falling prey to sextortion, designates the offense as a Class B felony, punishable by up to 60 years in prison. It's now ready to be scheduled for a vote by the full assembly. Wisconsin's two largest counties face budget shortfalls next year. Wisconsin Act 12 gave Milwaukee County authority for a new 0.04% sales tax implemented last year, which provided a brief surplus. Now faced with a $46.7 million budget deficit for 2026, the county is planning major spending cuts for the first time in years. That's likely to include cutting raises for county employees, employees and across-the-board departmental spending cuts. In Dane County, a projected $31 million budget deficit for next year has County Executive Melissa Agard asking departments to submit budgets with a 4% base reduction and to refrain from requesting new staff positions or major capital projects. On Saturday afternoon at approximately 12:05, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a motorcycle accident at the intersection of County Road DD and County Road W in the township of Waldwick. Mineral Point EMS, the Mineral Point Fire Department, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. The driver was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. The driver's name has not been released at this time. You don't have to take a long trek to find natural wonders this summer. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says there are plenty of places to visit in southern Wisconsin. One of those places is Taliesin, also the World Heritage Site in Spring Green. It was the home of famed architect Frank Lloyd Wright. You can also visit places like Kohler Andre State Park in Sheboygan to see fantastic sand dunes and the beautiful Lake Michigan coast, or the many sections of the Kettle Moraine State Park in southeast Wisconsin. Find your trip online at travelwisconsin.com.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
The forecast for Memorial Day, a high of 71, sunshine through the day. It should be a nice day and a cap to the long weekend. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a brief shower or sprinkles late, a low of 50. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers, up to a tenth of an inch of rain is possible, and a high of 66. For Wednesday, 62, mainly cloudy and breezy, a 70% chance of rain with an additional tenth to a quarter of an inch possible. On Wednesday, a slight chance of rain in the forecast Thursday and 72, and a 30% chance of scattered showers Friday and a high of 79. Right now, the air is calm following the daytime high yesterday of 73. It was 47 at midnight. Briefly, we were at 39 this morning. Right now, we're at 41 degrees.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French Door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
There are names on barns and brands on gates that go back generations here, and the farmers behind those names carry that legacy with care. They grease the fittings, check the PTO guards, and teach their kids how to work the land and how to respect the equipment. That blend of tradition and caution helps ensure Southern Wisconsin agriculture keeps on thriving. This message in support of farmers is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto, Richland Center, your total car care center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans. An update on sports today is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at baseball from yesterday and also an update on a nice Brewer win yesterday. They prepare for a series coming up later on today on Memorial Day against the Red Sox. We'll have more in a moment.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, Zero Turn or Push Mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Yesterday in hometown baseball in the northern section, it was Ashton over Black Earth, 8-3. Reedsburg 3, Sauk Prairie 2. Ashton 12-2 over Wanakee. Middleton shut out Casanova, 8-0. And Cross Plains over Black Earth, 4-3. It was Columbus beating DeForest, 6-0. Monona 2, Rio 1. Poinette 8-7 over Cottage Grove. And Montello beat Wisconsin Dells, 9-3. Games going on the holiday, all starting at 1 o'clock. Muscadet at Ridgeway, Dodgeville at Argyle, and Wyota at Blanchardville. Schulzburg-Benton travels to Hollandale. Pine Bluff-Mount Hora will play in Arena today, and Belleville at Verona. Over the weekend, Saturday, there were a few high school baseball games played. River Valley 8, Appleton West 5. It was a win for Edgewood over Platteville 3-2. Belleville 5-3 over Wisconsin Heights. And Oregon beat Mount Horeb by a final of 2-1. Brewers second baseman Bryce Terang followed a game-tying double with another two-bagger, driving in the eventual run Sunday. Milwaukee beat the Pirates 6-5. Jared Koenig got the win in relief. Trevor Miguel with a number nine save. A first-inning home run by Pittsburgh center fielder O'Neill Cruz was the hardest-hit ball since StatCast started tracking such things 10 years ago at more than 122 miles an hour. The Brewers travel for a game coming up today. Chad Patrick gets the start for Milwaukee. In other action, yesterday in the National League, San Francisco 3-2 over Washington. It was also the Cubs 11-8 over Cincinnati. St. Louis 4 and Arizona 3. San Diego 5-3 over Atlanta. And the Mets 3-1 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Detroit shut out Cleveland 5-0. Baltimore 5, Boston 1. It was Tampa Bay 13, Toronto 0. Kansas City 2, Minnesota 1. Texas 5-4 over the White Sox, Houston 5, Seattle 3. Interleague play saw the Yankees beat Colorado 5-4, the Athletics over Philadelphia 5-4, and Miami shut out the LA Angels by a score of 3-0. Karl Anthony Towns scored 20 of his 24 points in the fourth quarter Sunday as the Knicks rallied from 20 points down to beat the Indiana Pacers 106-100 in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Also in sports yesterday, it was Edmonton 6-1 over Dallas. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo is again a unanimous choice for the All-NBA team. Giannis has been named to the first-team honor for 7 straight seasons. He's not committing to signing a one-day contract so he can retire as a Packer yet. But Aaron Rodgers seems secure in his Green Bay legacy. All of the strife that marked his departure seems to be gone, at least in his mind. Sports Illustrated reports that the future Hall of Fame quarterback says if the Packers approached him for a ceremonial signing and retirement, he probably would. He appears ready to finally sign with the Steelers for the upcoming 2025 season. Two former Badgers are listed among the best NFL players from the last 25 years. Pro Football Focus has released a list that includes former offensive lineman Joe Thomas and former two-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year J.J. Watt. Thomas received the highest pass-blocking grade of any offensive lineman during the period. Of the 5 highest season sack totals, Watt had 3. Also, Ross Chastain passed William Byron with 6 laps left and won the Coca-Cola 600 on Sunday night at Charlotte Motor Speedway, becoming the first driver to win the event after starting at the back of the field. NASCAR said Chastain is the first to win from an official starting position of last since Bobby Allison at the Richmond Fairgrounds way back in 1969. That's a look at sports. I'm Phil Nee.
100.9 WRCR. I caught you glancing in a pawn shop window. You got me looking there too. Just a little quarter carat diamond.
Lisa Brockup, and give me a ring sometime. We hope that you're having a great weekend. It continues today a little bit, coasting into the rest of the holiday, and a lot of times heading on back. So traffic will get busy later today, especially, they say, between the hours of 4 and 7 today. So good time to either get there and get unpacked, or wait, or go early, go now, right? Getting ready for the day. Maybe it's a day in which you got to do a little yard work, a little garden work. A lot of people out doing that as well. We've had primetime weather for that, and also with some rain last week, that gives us a promise that it's going to be a pretty good growing season, hopefully.
You're all alone at a party. You want to dance with somebody, but you ain't got a clue how to ask. You and your girl had a fight, and now she's saying goodbye. She ran upstairs and packed her bags. It could be raining on your perfect vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't gotta listen to me, but all I'm saying, ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. Clouds look a little less gray. Oh, you could be lonely, or heartbroken, or hungover from the night before. Turn that frown into a smile real quick. There ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. You're on a lake and you're fishing. It's hot and all that you're getting is a little nibble here and there. Watching your team losing that championship ring, and you're feeling like life ain't fair. It could be raining on your perfect vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. From the moment that it hits your situation. Ain't gotta save it for no special occasion. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. No, from the moment that it hits your lips, makes those clouds look a little less gray.
The walk across the stage marks more than an ending. It marks a beginning. Well done, Riverdale Class of 2025. This announcement is sponsored by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, and House on the Rock Resort and Attraction.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket.
paid for by NHTSA.
¿Está comprando su primera casa? Buying your first home? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to guide you every step of the way. From education and financial support to down payment assistance, we'll help make your home ownership dreams a reality. Don't go through the process alone. Let us help. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
This Memorial Day, we pause to honor the brave men and women who gave their lives in service to our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten. This message is brought to you by Walsh's Ace, proud to remember our nation's heroes.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be celebrated this year at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham. Happening Sunday, June 8th from 7 to 1. For just $5, enjoy a hearty farm breakfast with pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, ice cream, and more. Kids 3 and under eat free, and there's fun for the little ones with the pedal pull starting at 10 a.m. Visitors should park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and catch a free shuttle to the farm. Easy and convenient for everyone. Start your Sunday the dairy way. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, the 44th annual at Schmidt Farms, coming up Sunday, June 8th.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
5 minutes before 7 o'clock. Looks like it is going to be a go for everything in the great outdoors today. And concerning Memorial Day and the parade in Richland Center, which again steps off at 10, and the cemetery service, which begins around 10:45. So I've been here in this spot many, many, many years, and there have been days, some Memorial Days over the years, where okay, are they going to move it indoors? And they have a couple of times, but I don't know that we've had one as nice as this, at least for a while. We're getting ready for a beautiful day on Memorial Day, a daytime high in the low 70s with sunshine tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a brief shower, and a low of 50. The rest of the week looks a little iffy there for in terms, it doesn't look like a lot of rain, but in terms of getting a few things in, it could be a little wet in the coming days after today as well. Here's Jimmy Allen on FM 100.9, going down home today.
I bet you're up there making new friends. I'm pretty sure you're loving every minute. If there's a golden pond full of fish, I bet you already caught everything in it. I bet you're making everybody laugh with your jokes. I know you're holding nothing but the best kind of hope, shining a light up there with a big old smile. Yeah, and meanwhile, down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, it's down home, kid. It's just how you left them, I still ain't that you're gone. I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud, cause I know you're up there looking down home. There ain't a day down here that goes by that I don't climb up in my F-150 on the back row bumping Charlie Pride. Yeah, every song keeps you right here with me. I got a daughter now, I really wish you'd met. Yeah, she's walking now, but I know you see every step. I wear the number 15 every chance I get. So when you look things good down home.
At the movies over the weekend, it sounds like Lilo and Stitch teaming with Tom Cruise for what could be a record-breaking Memorial Day box office weekend. Studio estimates Sunday show Disney's Lilo and Stitch earned a staggering $145.5 million in North American theaters, the second biggest opening of the year after a Minecraft movie. Paramount Pictures' Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, was a very distant second domestically, the eighth and probably last appearance as Tom Cruise as Ethan Hunt in a nearly three-decade run, still brought in a franchise record $63 million through Sunday. It out-earned 2018's Mission Impossible Fallout. The Tom Cruise franchise continues. It's amazing. And I said two or three movies ago, I was like, wow, they're still making those? People are still going to those? I guess they are. And I've heard, really, the newest one is pretty good. Of course, it's always full of special effects, but it sounds like this one could be one of the better ones. So, anyway, WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us on a Monday. It's 43 degrees at 7 o'clock. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies. Also, consignment clothing for the entire family. It's 43 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet